The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
Bianca van Osviergen, it is so lekker to see you again. I love seeing you because you're such a positive person, and I think that's what's needed for the kind of job that you do. It's a job that needs to be a focused job. It's one that where you need to be constantly, encouraging others that we're on it. We're doing what we can to create awareness, to create and make noise about missing children in South Africa. First of all, good morning.
Morning, Ryan. So happy to be here for a change. Haven't seen you in ages.
I know. And like I said the last time that we chatted on radio, you know, you're a person that I love to see, but also at the same time, as a parent, not one I really want to phone, because when I have to make that phone call, it's one to ask you, Bianca, for help and go, please, I'm a parent. This is what's happened. Help me.
Yes. So, as you know, Missing Children South Africa, non-profit organization, yep, assist with all missing persons cases, whether it's adults or children, right through South Africa. Yeah. So, as you said, this is not an easy job. It's not a nice job to do, but we make a difference. That is the biggest thing.
I often get surprised because, South Africa gets into this media frenzy around cases, specific cases. The reality of the matter is that every day there's a case. Every single day there's a case of missing children in South Africa. We focus on the one, we put a face to the one incident that's happened, and our hearts ache for that parent, for any parent. But the reality is that outside of the current case of Jocelyn that the world is looking at, you have calls daily about missing children.
Yes. So, and this is where we come in, especially with Jocelyn's case, is the reminder of all the other children that are missing.
Spot on.
We've got children dating back to 1980s that haven't been found. There's children going missing on a daily basis. So each and every single child should get the same attention, same media attention. It is priority. Our children's safety is priority.
Do you, how have the media been in terms, be brutally honest, because I know there's great relationships, and you've got to have great relationships with media outlets, because you're constantly knocking on their doors, phoning them, going, please, we need some love, we need some support here. Is the reality that there's enough media coverage of missing children?
No, definitely not. Yeah. It's case-wise, Jocelyn's case. It goes in a media hype. What's going to happen when she gets found? 2 weeks later, we don't going to hear about any missing child again until the next media hype. And this should be on every single media's lips every single day. There should be a photo in the newspapers of a cold case. Let's remind people of the children that are still missing. Yeah. Let's focus on the child that's gone missing this morning. Let's create that environment in South Africa so we can bring the number of missing children down.
Absolutely. You spoke now about a three-year-old we didn't even know about the three-year-old that we're missing in Stellenbosch not so long ago, and to the point that we just don't know around us what is happening with various cases that you're having to deal with.
Yes, and I think people are oblivious to the fact that's what's happening right underneath their noses. And people also have this tendency to think, oh, don't worry, it will never happen to me. So why do we actually have to worry? Until it happens to you, it's the worst thing that could ever happen to a parent.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.